In this leader feeder, we'll look at the importance of leading by example. Whether it's children or employees, they listen with their eyes more than their ears. They watch the example that you set more than the words that they hear you say. So as a frontline leader, it's important to walk the talk and practice what you preach. In theory, it's a very simple concept. If I say I expect you to be on time, I should be on time. If I say wear your safety glasses, you'll see me wearing my safety glasses. Okay. That's certainly a great first step, but leading by example goes further than that. Employees are looking for even more evidence that you as the leader and the organization as a whole really means what they say. So here are three tips for being better at leading by example. Tip number one, train, measure, and discuss on what you expect. When employees see that you're willing to train them in areas like safety and quality, they're more likely to place greater importance on them. When you as the leader measure and discuss performance in those areas, it further reinforces that you're leading by example. In our book, Employees Not Doing What You Expect, my father Erwin Schinkel wrote, "You get the lower of what you expect or accept." And perhaps we could go one additional step. You get the lower of what you expect, accept, or inspect. Training, measuring, and discussing can help you lead by example. Tip number two, praise the behaviors you want. Generally, people learn from the consequences of their actions and choices. Those consequences can either be positive or negative. To create a positive work environment and reinforce leadership by example, be sure to offer praise when your team members meet your expectations. That could be in the areas of safety, quality, productivity, teamwork, and attendance. People tend to do more of the behaviors that bring them positive consequences, so you reinforce what you expect with praise. And tip number three, correct the behaviors you don't want. The flip side of praising good behaviors and outcomes is to correct the behaviors and outcomes that don't meet your expectations. When you as a leader see something that is not what you expect, you owe it to your team to bring it to their attention. In most cases, a simple comment will be enough to get the employee to change behavior. Once the team realizes that you as the leader aren't going to accept unacceptable behavior, they'll be more likely to perform to your expectations. Leading by example is a cornerstone skill for any leader at any level. By giving clear signals about your expectations, you'll find that your team will appreciate the clarity of those expectations and the fairness and consistency of how you reinforce them. Many leading organizations bring us on site to deliver our leadership training programs, or they buy resources from us that they can use to make their supervisors, team leaders, and managers even more effective. And you can always join our community on various social media platforms.